Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. And it is a very special day. This is an enormous occasion. 10 years of Financial Safari on the air. This is incredible.
You may have heard the celebratory music when we came into the show. Yeah, it is. It's a big thing because when you look at it, 52 new shows a year times 10. Do the math. That's 500. Over 500 shows. That's a lot of shows. I've enjoyed it. The time has flown by. Thomas, you see me smiling, don't you? It's a happy day for us here.
It is. It's a lot of listeners that have been helped out.
Yeah, a lot of people have been helped. A lot of people are going to be helped, and a lot of people just enjoy listening to the show. I mean, it's fun. We try to have fun, Kit, on the show, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's about having fun and getting that education as part of that fun. So let's load up the vehicles, strap in, let's start this safari. We wanted to start off by looking at a recent survey that One America did. They did a survey of 10,500 financial plan participants to determine how much they were individually thinking about retirement. The survey showed that men think about retirement more often than women, talk about it more frequently with colleagues, and are more educated about the tools needed to better prepare for their retirement years. So is this something that you see when you're talking to clients?
What are you trying to do, start a sex war there, Kit?
Uh-oh, watch out.
No, I mean, I think that what I've been seeing, I don't know where these surveys, some of these surveys are right, mm-hmm. some are not. What the people that I've been talking to lately, and Thomas, you'll have to tell me what you hear too nationally when you talk to a lot of advisors nationally as well. But when I talk to actual people, I don't see that. I see the women worried about retirement as much as men, if not more these days.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it might be the other way around, you know, and I don't know. There's a certain, maybe the people we talk to, though, because we talk to people who listen to our show and they are attuned to the, like right now, I'm sure there's a lot of people driving down the road, husband and wife in the car, man and woman, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're both paying attention to the show. They're both worried about the retirement. They both want to have a successful retirement. They sure want to do things. They don't want to sit on a bench and just watch people walk by playing Pokemon.
That's right.
No, I mean, so I don't know. You know, surveys are made to be argued with.
Exactly.
And no one's ever surveyed me or polled me, right? So I really put about as much confidence in polls as I do the price of gas going down, right? Because I know it's going to go up. I don't trust polls.
Now,
yeah, that kind of thing.
This is an interesting thing. Certainly, there's a certain amount of trust that you have to assume or not assume when looking at these sorts of surveys. But the survey also found that women are more likely to put more emphasis on the employer matching contribution than men, and men are more likely to place importance on the investment options offered through the plan. Now, that seems more specific than just, oh, they're not thinking about retiring.
It's like the left brain, right brain kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And in my coach's corner, I'm going to tease you right here, in my coach's corner on this show this week, I'm going to talk about the cases or the causes of poor decision making as far as investor decisions and stuff. And it'll tie in with this. But yeah, that makes more sense to me.
Well, yeah, you know, guys, it's kind of interesting. As guys, we like to go out and hunt and find that target and go get it. And I wonder if that's kind of the investment idea for guys. They want to go out and find that right one. And the women, you know, me and my wife had recently have had a child, so you're preparing the home. I wonder if
nesting.
So
men are hunters and gatherers, and women are nesters.
I wonder, just looking at it. Yeah.
I know a couple, friends of our family. We were over there one night having dinner with them, and the wife cut the dinner kind of short because she wanted to paint the living room.
Really?
The husband said there was nothing wrong with the living room, and then she basically proceeded to start taping the walls and painting that night. So she wanted to get it done. And he said he'd be happy to have someone come and do it. She wanted it done then. Sure. She did it herself. So she was extreme nesting. And he wanted to relax.
That's funny.
Well, this is why it's so nice to have both members of the couple, someone to be the voice of reason and someone to get something done. And that's oftentimes what you need, not just a voice of reason, but someone who is willing to push you to get what you need done. And if you need any help with either of those, we have a team of financial coaches across the country who are both that voice of reason to ensure that you're not letting emotion get the better of you, and also that voice that will get you to make those decisions, those crucial steps that you need to take to get on that right path. They are there to answer the questions and get you on that path. The number to call to get in touch with your local financial coach is 800-604-1099. That's the national line. You just leave your name, your email, and where you are in the country, and we'll put you in contact with a financial coach right there in your area. Again, that number is 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
Did you know that delaying taking your Social Security benefits can have a dramatic effect on your retirement portfolio? Find out how by asking the Financial Safari team on financialsafari.com. That's financialsafari.com.
And it's time for Words from the Past, where we take a look at famous voices from history, possibly distant history, possibly more recent, and find out if what they said back then still applies today. Today's quote comes from Donald Trump, the Republican presidential candidate, businessman, and reality television star over the course of his career. Donald Trump once said, "As long as you're going to be thinking anyway, think big."
Yeah. Good quote. He also wrote the book, The Art of the Deal.
Mm-hmm.
Very good book, by the way, if you haven't read that. But, you know, Donald's done a really good job. Like him or hate him, he's done a good job of in his business and also raising his children.
Mm-hmm.
Five very intelligent children,
absolutely,
by the way. And so, as long as you can be thinking, think big. He thought big, five kids. I've got one. That's enough. Thomas, you have two?
I have one and one on the way, I may have enough.
Two.
We'll see.
So, you know, it's like this. When you're putting a plan together, a lot of times you want to aim. You've heard that phrase, aim high, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you miss, at least you're still doing good. If you aim just to get something done and you miss, you're short.
Yeah, shoot for the moon and you'll fall among the stars.
Right. So, I mean, it's a great quote, and we see this now on the other side, though, of the financial world. When people are aiming to get a really big return, they take a lot more risk than they should,
mm-hmm,
and that's sort of like a batter coming up to bat, swinging for a home run. Many times they strike out. We don't want that. We want the singles and doubles. We want to aim for the base hits. Every now and then, when I've played golf before, when I try to kill the ball,
mm-hmm,
sometimes I miss and I try to act like it's a practice swing. Oh, yeah, I'm practicing over here. But you can tell when somebody's really swinging.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're just trying to make contact, the ball makes that sound when it hits the club and the ball just goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's not over swinging. So getting the right plan to put together, like we talk about in the financial world all the time, very important. That's why we have our financial hotline, our financial coaching hotline for all listeners to get with your local coaches and get a plan together that doesn't have you swinging for the fences and missing, but has you consistently going in the right direction for your particular goals in life.
So it's important to remember not just the big portion of think big, but also the think portion. Make sure you're thinking through your plan, sitting down with a financial coach who can help you run through all of the options. Give us a call at our financial coaching hotline, 800-604-1099, to be put in contact with your local financial coach. Sit down for that initial no-cost consultation, absolutely free, and get your questions answered and get the education you deserve so that you know where you stand now, but even more importantly, the path from point A to point B. Point A being where you are now and point B being that shining retirement that you've dreamed of. The number again is 800-604-1099. If you're thinking anyway, think big. You're listening to the Financial Safari.